University of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Mellon University researchers are developing emergency medicine technology for the U.S. military that uses artificial intelligence. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden looks at how this trauma care in a rucksack, or tracer, might change battlefield medicine.
The goal is to design an autonomous robot for emergency medicine that's small enough to fit inside a backpack and be carried by a drone.
Such that if a man or woman is injured on the battlefield, they call the drone to land, pull out a backpack that has a sensorized body wrap that we lay on top of the casualty.
Lead researcher Ronald Poropatich is the director of Pitt's Center for Military Research and a retired colonel in the U.S. Army. He says the body wrap will use AI to determine how the person is injured and then robotically perform critical care interventions.
It's like sticking a needle in their airway to provide an airway, sticking a needle in their chest to decompress a collapsed lung, sticking a needle in their groin to run a catheter up the aorta to inflate a balloon to prevent liver and spleen bleeding.
Though it might seem far-fetched, Poropatich says the hope is to have a field-ready prototype by 2028. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Sarah Bowden. WESA receives funding from the University of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Mellon University.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Covestro LLC. More information is available at covestro.us.